Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to this edition of the KKPLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday. Quarterback this week. Cam Newton may be out, re-injuring his foot. Eli Manning is out. Daniel Jones, hello. We already know about Drew Brees. Know about Philip Rivers. Excuse me. I apologize, Philip Rivers. I'm killing you off. We already know about Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, and now Cam Newton. Time not to spend 25 minutes more than every single day. In Pittsburgh, what the hell is going on here? Felipe Vasquez arrested on felony charges of pornography and soliciting a child. Definitely we'll talk about that a little bit. There's so much to get into. Joining us at some point during the show, the one that only me and Sam is home, or rather the host of gameplay. She'll be joining us shortly as well. Let's get through this, though. Let's get going. Get this design started up. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down there and let them know PLR sent you. They will take care of you 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member, get a lock on your back, flip to a humidor. Never allow your sticks to go bad. Come down, take them out, check it out. All the televisions they have, NBA League Pass, NFL Ticket, Major League Pass, all the college games, anything you want, it's down there. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Now serving beer and wine, Maduro's is your place. Again, let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. Don't forget, Thursday we will be there. It is Cave Show Day down at Maduro's every Thursday. It's the Cave Show at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Call in line, 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. It is the Carrie Lackey Law Line. If you have anything on your mind, anything that I discussed, please bring up. Do have a call on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul. It's Lou.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, I'm still trying to recover from last night's Jet game. Ugh.
Yeah, that's tough. Trevor Siemian now down as well. They can't catch a break.
No. Against Cleveland, no less. I mean, we couldn't beat them last year. We couldn't beat them again this year. Even our own home turf.
But the decks were stacked against you today. In all fairness, I mean,
I know.
and Le'Veon Bell tried. I mean, in all honesty, he tried. He balled out last night. It just was not enough.
I mean, the replacement for the Jets last night, well, he didn't do too bad. You know, 199 yards, but, you know, not bad for a third-string quarterback.
Still, no, that has no match with the first team whatsoever.
No.
You know, so
it's not going to be enough to save a miserable season.
No, you know what's funny, though, Lou? When you start looking, who's out? When you're looking around the landscape of the NFL, and this is a question I'm going to ask Chambers later when she calls up, but when you look around the NFL and you look at the situation in New York with the Jets, you look at what's going on with the Giants, you look at what's going on with Miami, you see Cincinnati is terrible, Pittsburgh is down on talent, Jacksonville's playing with a rookie quarterback out of Washington State. Like, in all honesty, the NBA and the NFL are almost the same league now. You have the best of the best in New England, and Baltimore's playing like that, and Kansas City, obviously, and Dallas and Green Bay and the Rams. And then you have the teams that are kind of in the middle, and then you just have the 100% bottom feeders. But I think what the difference is, the bottom feeders now are multiplying. I mean, in the division that the Jets are in, the Jets and the Dolphins are just god-awful. No one is as awful as the Dolphins, but they're both just god-awful. And the Patriots are really good, and the Bills are playing well. So you just you start looking at these things, you're like, wow, how bad is it?
It's gone from bad to worse. That's how bad it is.
But, yeah, the Jets, they tried. They put up a fight. But I don't care how good a coach is, how bad a coach is, if there is no talent, there is no chance.
Exactly. And it's proving like they have no talent.
No, they don't have enough talent. You know, you don't have receivers that can separate and break away. You have Le'Veon Bell, but they're obviously – everyone's playing you like you have Le'Veon Bell. Because they know there's nobody else on that team that's a threat. It's just – it's tough.
Yeah. Well, enough said on that. Well, all right. Giants are expected to go with Jones next week. But do you think we've seen the last of Eli as a starter?
Barring an injury to Daniel Jones, yes. This is what I said yesterday. I don't know if you remember, but I said just kickstart the future. You know, I liked going with Eli first. I really did. I think you have to go with Eli first.
Yes.
Because I think that, you know, you had to go with Eli first because he's your vet. You had to see what you had. Once you see, now that you see you have nothing, kickstart your future. But I'm a firm believer that Eli wasn't a stopgap. You know, he wasn't the guy that was just sitting in there holding his feet until the rookie got going. He was the incumbent. And he's the guy with the rings, and he's the guy with the city. It's Eli, you know, it's Eli's Giants team. You had to give him a chance first. Now that we see they have nothing, Golden Tate is out with the number two. Sterling Shepard is hurt. Ingram will be hurt. You have Saquon Barkley. And you have an offensive line that's not that great, and you got a statue back there. So at this point, you got to give it a try. And it's not like your defense was holding up for a little while to give him a chance. Your defense is terrible. So,
yeah, well, you think Jones is going to help the Giants, or are they a lost cause now, too?
Here's my question. Could he make them worse?
No, I don't think they can make them worse.
He can't make them worse, and he's their future. I mean, you didn't draft him sixth overall to not be your future. So,
no.
We're going to keep part of that future.
Yeah, but then again, Darnold was selected third, and he was the future, and look where that's done.
Yeah, but you can't – your choice is to let Eli just stand back there like an apartment building and get hit the rest of the year until he gets hurt, and then he has Daniel Jones anyway.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, boy.
So, kickstart that future.
Yeah, and the sooner the better, because right now it's looking awful. And I was reading something about how the Jets and Dolphins have the worst spread in over 30 years. They are going to be if they do win, they'll be the ultimate underdogs, because what I heard today, wow. You would not believe the odds on the games for this week against them.
Well, they were a 19-point dog last week, and I'm talking about
this is
the
even
dog.
Worse.
And then this week, I believe they're a 21-point dog to Dallas.
22.5. Dolphins are 21.5.
Dolphins are 21.5 to the Cowboys, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So here's how I look at spreads. So the Dolphins have given up I want to make sure I got the right number here. The Dolphins have given up 102 points and scored 10 in two games. So here's my way of looking at that. Do you think it's possible for the Cowboys to win this game against the Dolphins 21-7? I mean, 31-7.
A win, yes. Covering the spread, that's an awful lot of points to cover. So
right,
even though Miami's terrible, but still it's a lot to give up. So I say a win, definitely yes. The spread, probably not.
Okay, but listen, this is the logic I used last week when they said the Dolphins should not lose to the Patriots by 19 points. I said, is it inconceivable that the Patriots, with that offense, could put up 31 on New England, I mean on Miami? And the answer was yes. And then the second part is it conceivable with that defense, Miami could score less than seven or less? The answer was yes. Well, if they can put up 31 and you think they can only hold them to seven, my ASU math tells me that's 24 points and they cover. So this week I'm sitting here and I'm like, could the Cowboys conceivably, who hung 31 on Washington, isn't it possible that they could hang 31 more again or 34 on the Dolphins and that terrible defense that just traded away to make Fitzpatrick? Hell yeah, they could. And then with that offense that's god awful with no offensive line, no receivers, you're telling me that they're going to score more than 7 points? I don't believe so. I don't think 22 is enough.
It's an awful lot to cover. I mean, you know.
31-7, Lou. 31-7 is not inconceivable. In fact, that sounds right. 31-7
is doable. Don't get me wrong. It's doable, but it's still a lot to ask for.
Yeah, I think any spread against the Dolphins by a team like Dallas or New England or the Rams, you could give them I'll call it the Alabama spread, where it's like 40 points. Because
the Alabama spread,
they're not going to score more than seven, buddy. And they're going to give up a whole lot.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I haven't lied since 1969 when the doctors patted me on the butt and asked me if it hurt, and I said no.
50 years ago, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Almost about covers. And that pitcher for the Pirates. Oh boy, another one going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. And I don't know if you read the whole report on that, but this says that according to the report, he started having relations with this person when they were this child. When they were 13, this young girl now is 15, and this went on for a couple of years with text messages back and forth until her mother finally, you know, saw this and said, yo, you're messing with a child. So, you know, he's been arrested on third-degree felony charges for computer pornography, solicitation of a child, and providing obscene material to minors.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to say. I'm deep down hoping that this guy did not know that was a child. And I'm saying deep down hoping because I don't believe it.
And if
that's the case, the court should be sitting on him because that's a child.
Right. Okay, on that note, I got a split, but thanks, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, take care. Good friend Lou, always good to hear from him. I'm going to get more into this, but I got to pay a couple bills first.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Okay, so kind of let me go over this with Felipe Vasquez right now. He's been placed on administrative leave. He's still getting paid while he's on leave. He's still owed $5.25 million for next year, $7.25 million for 2021, and the Pirates own and hold a $10 million option for 2022 and 2023. There is a $1 million buyout for 2022 and a $500,000 buyout for 2023. Honestly, on this one, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say, and I don't want to condemn someone without knowing for a fact that this is the case and that this person is 100% guilty. But man, this evidence is damning. According to the report, the girl's mother found text messages, photographs, and video that Vasquez sent her daughter back on July 23rd. The mother returned the text back, letting him know that the daughter's a minor. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of information in between. I know kids today can look grown up. I know kids today can look far beyond their years. And I know today kids sometimes can act far beyond their years. And I know you're innocent until proven guilty. But I'm, as a father of children, I am hard-pressed for you not to know that a child is 13. Or let me rephrase that. That a child is under the age of 18 when they're only 13. And if this proves to be the case, and this person proves to be guilty, I don't think there's a jail that could sit on his head quicker. I have nothing to say to this. If I were the Pirates, if I find out any of this is true whatsoever, I look for ways and clauses in that contract to void it. I look for ways to disassociate myself with him as much as possible, as quickly as possible, if any of this is true at all. And I'm sure more will come out. I'm sure more news will happen down the line. But this is just bad, and this is bad all the way around. And it's funny because, I think it's when you're a child, you want so bad to be an adult. And it's like, don't rush it. And I know this is a sports talk show and not a subject that we like to have fun, but this is serious. And to kids, I will always say to you, don't rush yourself out of your childhood. Enjoy it. Enjoy being a kid. Enjoy the simpleness of it all. Enjoy all of that. There's nothing wrong with it. Because you can't turn the clock back, and you don't give back those years of being a kid and being, hopefully you're in a situation where as a kid you can be worry-free. Hopefully that situation is avoided to you. The kids, you want your biggest decision to be if I'm going to play Minecraft or 2K. Don't let those years get robbed. And don't let someone, if this person is guilty, rob those years from you. Really sad. And the parents, I don't care what kids say. I don't care how mad they get. We've got to be on their phones. We've got to be checking it. We got to be checking the deletes. We got to be checking the deleted deletes. We got to check everything. Because I've lived by this philosophy, and I will always live by this philosophy as a parent. If your child has never been mad at you for you invading their privacy, you might want to think about what you're letting into their lives. Invading your child's privacy is your God-given right. Step away for 15 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So what's going on with the quarterbacks in the NFL? We obviously know what's going on with Eli. Obviously. Mia Chambers from Gameplay was on me big time for saying that you got to stick with Eli. But I really believe you had to stick with Eli at first. You had to roll the veteran out there. You couldn't just look at Eli before the season started, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, and say, Eli, we're moving on from you. Because I think if that's what you were going to do, you don't go through the offseason and the preseason with him taking all the number one snaps if you were going to move away from him at the beginning of the year. If you were going to move away from Eli, this is an off-season move. You don't go away from Eli just because you're ready to go away from Eli. But at this point, it's time to make that move. It is 100% time to make that move. Daniel Jones, the keys to the kingdom are now here for you. It's that time. There are no receivers. I feel bad for them. There's Saquon Barkley, and there's a terrible offensive line. Eli was about to get killed. You had to make that move. Cam Newton is hurt, and other news. Re-aggravated the foot injury that he had in the preseason. Like I said, Ben Roethlisberger's out. Drew Brees is out. These older quarterbacks, we're now on to the new. And I hate to make it sound like that, but we are on to the new at this point. With the exception of Tom Brady, who's the last remaining one, take a look at your landscape. Take a look at every single division. And the old dinosaurs are fading away fast. Rams, new quarterback. San Francisco, new quarterback. Seattle, veteran quarterback, isn't old. Arizona, new quarterback. Carolina, Cam is out, going to be out, more than likely injured. Saints, quarterback is injured. Falcons, there's an elder statement. Buccaneers, younger quarterback, only 4 years in. Bears, new quarterback. Vikings, older quarterback. Lions, older quarterback, but not old. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. Redskins, new quarterback. Giants, new quarterback. Eagles, newer quarterback. Dallas, younger quarterback. Broncos drafted a young quarterback, using Flacco as the go-between for now, but he's old. Raiders, a younger quarterback. Chiefs, younger quarterback. Tennessee, younger quarterback. Houston, the Colts, younger quarterback. The Jaguars, rookie quarterback. It's the way. It's just the way. So this is the direction we're heading in. It's just that simple. It is just that simple. Sorry for the abbreviated show today, but I have an assignment to off to. So we're going to dip and dive into that. Thank you for joining us today. here on the Philly Show with PLR. I have an interview from Honey to Roscoe. I need to play for you. We'll do that this week. As some South Department members, I need to play for you. We'll do that this week. Well, don't forget, we will be at Madonna's Five Cigar on Thursday. Social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Episode Cave, Cave with a Cave. The website is reportcave.com, where Cave is with a Cave. And you can get me directly at CLR on Twitter. Until tomorrow, everyone, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Tomorrow is Monday. We'll be right there. Take care. Have a good day. This is the Cave with CLR. This is CLR.